Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. You're going to be glad you did because we got Joyce Weiss back on the show. Joyce is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is one of the people who helps companies like you and me, like yours and mine, put our best foot forward in the marketplace. And she's an expert on growth and energizing your company. She's the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. And she's our good friend, Joyce Weiss. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. Pleasure is mine, Jim.
It's good to have you back. You know, Joyce, I've been saying to my audience now, probably to the point where they're sick of hearing about it, but I'm going to keep saying it because I think it's important to say, and that is that where we're going in this marketplace is going to look a lot different from where we've been.
Yep.
Opportunities and challenges in the future are going to look a lot different from the ones that the way they looked, you know, just a couple of years ago. Now, in a typical, you know, somebody might say, "Well, duh, you know, yeah, we're going to the future; it's going to be different." But I think there's going to be a dramatic difference. What do you think?
Well, I agree 120%. And let's take that attitude and do something with it. The timing, I feel that this is the perfect timing to take a look at whatever business you're running right now, whether it's small, you know, or even individual practitioner, and realize that how it is run right now is not how it's going to be in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a perfect time to strategize, look and see what your competitors are doing. Most importantly, look and see what you're doing and go deeper and figure out what service you're not giving to your customers, because whatever you've done, we kid ourselves, Jim. We think that this is good enough. No way. It's not good enough, and it's a very exciting time to look for answers that you don't even see for yourself right now. For example, I've been a professional speaker for 20-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of professionals. There's thousands of them.
Right.
So I decided to take this downtime, which was last year, because it's not anymore, because I've already turned the
2009 was not a good year for a lot of speakers.
No, and a lot of small businesses. And I decided, instead of whining and being paralyzed by fear, I decided to do something about it. Rebranded, and that's why I wanted to talk about this with you, because I think that I'm already seeing how this one change has made an impact, not just with my clients, but with me and how it energizes us.
Now tell us though, and so folks, she's going to say, okay, this is what I was running up against, you know, and as you know, Joyce, like most of my Brain Trust members, are small business owners just like you and me.
Mm-hmm.
And so one word that I think is the most important thing and rebranding and understanding about the future, getting an understanding and being successful in the future. And it may not be the first word that we leap to, that we lurch toward when we're doing this exercise you're talking about, and that word is customer.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, there is no quandary about which comes first, the chicken or the egg. It is the egg, and the egg is the chicken, is the customer.
Absolutely. And we, being small business owners, so many times it's us telling the customer,
yeah,
you need to, let me tell you what I'll do for you. That's the old school. You continue thinking like that, you won't be in business.
That's right.
Because customers are disgusted with the phone calls from, you know, all the telemarketing companies. So it's, you got to figure out, for example, like I said, I was a professional speaker, but I had to look at my customers who didn't have money last year.
Right, right.
Same customers that had been fabulous.
They still wanted you to speak, but they didn't want to pay you, right?
Exactly. So I couldn't stay in business. So I had to figure, wait a minute, what is the theme here? So, what are the talents of your company? So I looked very deep, and I had to talk to people about this. I didn't do this on my own, Jim. And I came up with conflict resolution consultant.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, I mean, it's a mouthful, but mm-hmm. everyone gets it right away. Oh, if there's conflict, you got to think of Joyce. Well, right. That's what you've got to think of your brand.
I've always thought of you like that, Joyce.
No, I don't create it, Jim.
Oh, okay. I guess I got that wrong. Okay.
Yeah. Actually, don't ask my family that. I do. But I think that's the hardest piece, is when we meet with people and figure out, well, come on, I know what I do. I've been doing this for so long. That's not the answer. Figure out, you said it, what is the need for the customer that mm-hmm. they're not even having that? Because
mm-hmm.
now when I tell people that I'm a conflict resolution consultant, they say, wait a minute, I've got two people that are not getting along and they're ruining my business.
Right.
Versus, I don't have any money to hire an outside professional to come and speak because we're not having our meeting. See, you see here the difference?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Listeners, think about what you are not giving to your customer, what they need that they don't even see that they need. It sounds very metaphysical, but it's a key.
No, it's exactly right. And I'm going to take it one step further and apply a concept that I've been talking about for years now. And Joyce used the word need, and that's a very important one. But when you get all the way down to the smaller small business, by the time you get to what customers need, they've already got that from Walmart.
Yes.
Get them what they want, because
mm-hmm.
Walmart can't give them what they want.
Mm-mm.
What they want is a little bit extra, a little bit more, a little sugar on top, a little cherry on top. And Walmart doesn't have any of those kind of cherries. Only you have those cherries.
Exactly.
Only you can customize and give it to them upside down and painted purple today and upside down and painted orange tomorrow, just exactly like they want. Only small businesses can do that, Joyce.
And you know what we can do that Walmart's cannot do, and that is creating that emotional value, customizing
that's
right. it. That's the word you use.
The experience.
Yes. And that's what we bring to the table, the personalization, the customization, really listening to
right.
their customer.
Exactly.
So
that's
when I say to them, you get what you tolerate, that's my new little expression. They see what you just did? But you got to figure out what expression will get to them, what fits
yep.
their needs.
Right.
And that is working, because they start laughing. They say, oh, boy, do I tolerate a lot. Okay, they just open the door.
That's right. That's right. No, that's exactly right. You've got to find that little opening and go
yes.
through it. Hold on to that thought, Joyce. We're going to take a quick break, folks.
Sure.
Joyce Weiss is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're going to call her. I used to just call her Miss Conflict. Now I'm going to call her Miss Conflict Resolution.
I love 20, it.
20 after. Stay with us.
Don't love what you got until it's gone. And I found out a little too late.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out my blog while you're there, my knowledge base. You can ask questions, get answers. You can read articles, listen to archives to your little heart's content on any topic under the Small Business Sun and in just about any time frame, 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, we got something you can do there. So check it out when you get a chance. And you can stay longer if you want. You don't have to stop in 15 minutes. Joyce Weiss. Oh, by the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. I like to tell people about that because a lot of people do. Joyce Weiss is with us. She is the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. And Joyce has been rebranding herself, restructuring her focus. And, you know, Joyce, I want you to tell us, by the way, tell us how we can find you online.
JoyceWeiss.com, and that's JoyceWeiss, as in Sam, S.com.
All right, so check that out. Joyce, one of the things I've been telling my audience is, for a long time now, is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really good advice for the current environment. And my question to you is, as you've rebranded yourself, what have you taken, how does that apply to you? What are you doing now that was what you were already doing, but you're doing it in a different way.
Well, this is giving value to the customer. I had to take a look at all my products, and you fall in love with your products when you become an author.
Of course, because you invent them, and they're wonderful. They're perfect.
Exactly, and it's you. Well, I took a look at all of them. I said, okay, which are the ones that I still love, but it may be too confusing. They have too many.
Yeah.
So now what I do is I give 3 of my products to every single person that comes to one of my workshops. And people hire me. I don't give public seminars.
Right.
And this is giving a value, adding value to something that shocks the client. You mean we're going to hire you and you're going to give us some free books? Well,
mm-hmm.
I'll still charge them for the new ones.
Right.
But the ones that are still, that I'm still in love with, you give away something free
right.
to your client that they don't expect. And the value, and this is the biggest thing in rebranding. It's not just thinking a new tagline. What value that you never gave before will you give to your customer or client? And this is the piece that I obviously had missing. It only took me 20-plus years. So when I tell them I'm going to interview people online, included in the price, give everybody a copy of one of my products, and
right.
I add on all the things that I'm doing.
Value, value, value.
You, they have to hire me because the competition may be charging the same much, the same amount, but they're not giving what I'm giving.
Mm-hmm.
So listeners think, what? It's not that we can't go broke on this. Value in a service, not necessarily a product.
And you know, Joyce, I walk into businesses, small businesses, and they've got this thing, and they deliver it in a round box. They deliver it a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, you know, I'd like to have this another way, this other way. And it doesn't cost them anything.
Right.
And they can actually do it. And they'll tell me something like, well, that's not our policy.
Yes.
And I mean, all you did was to say, okay, what do people really want right now?
Mm-hmm.
What are they looking for? What is it that's going to push their buttons? And how can I do that without losing the farm?
Exactly.
Can I actually deliver that by just changing my thinking a little bit? By one of my favorite things is, I was thinking as you were talking about that, about a restaurant. If you go to an Italian restaurant, there's not too many things that they sell there. Too many entrees that they sell that you can't get as an appetizer if you want,
mm-hmm.
or as an appetizer you can get it as a main meal. I mean, they've said, okay, you know, we're gonna let you have it however you want it, and it didn't cost them anything. All they do is get a bigger plate,
nope,
or a smaller plate. But sometimes we get stuck in this fact that. In our mind, as Joel Barker, who's going to be with us next, would say about a paradigm, we get it in our head, we have this paradigm that those things should be on that size plate. That's the way we do it here.
And that is the killer phrase that you've said a couple times. That's the way we do it here.
Yep.
We've never done it before. You hear yourself saying that, that's what you've got to get rid of.
You know what Charles Bronson would call that?
Hmm.
The late Charles Bronson, he'd call that a death wish.
Oh, exactly. And I call it the kiss of death. Which
yeah,
is
that,
really
that attitude is a kiss of death. It's a death wish.
Yep. And that's called status quo, and that's what rebranding will do. It'll change your status quo. It's even going to change the status quo of your client when you reach them so deep that they didn't even realize they wanted it and they needed it.
And you know, Joyce, what you've taught us today is that whenever you start talking about rebranding in the beginning, I'm sure a lot of people listening said, well, that sounds like a big project.
Mm-mm.
But you know what? It could just be blinking your eyes.
Oh, that's all.
It could just be turning it left instead of the right. It could be something simple. So.
It's simple, and it's simple when you meet with another person or a little group. I belong to a brain trust.
Yeah.
And that's exactly how I got this rebranding,
mm-hmm.
just from talking and helping them helping us. So
yeah.
It isn't hard, and it doesn't take forever. This is the one thing and it didn't cost me any money.
Right, that's the key. It's making you money. Joyce Weiss, ladies and gentlemen, Weiss. Put a .com on the end of that. You'll find her online. Joyce, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
Let's
Thank
do it
you,
again
Jim.
Real soon. See ya. Joyce Weiss, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.